Our epistle for this 22nd Sunday after Pentecost is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians chapter 1, verses 6 through 11. Brethren, I am convinced in the Lord Jesus that he who has begun a good work in you will bring it to perfection until the day of Christ Jesus. And I have the right to feel so about you all, because I have you in my heart, all of you, alike in my chains and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, as sharers of my joy. For God is my witness how I long for you all in the heart of Christ Jesus. And this I pray, that your charity may more and more abound in knowledge and in all discernment, so that you may approve the better things, that you may be upright and without offense unto the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of justice, through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 22, verses 15 through 21. At that time the Pharisees went and took counsel how they might trap Jesus in his talk. And they sent to him their disciples with the Herodians, saying, Master, we know that thou art truthful, and that thou teachest the way of God in truth, and that thou carest not for any man, for thou dost not regard the person of men. Tell us, therefore, what do you think? Is it lawful to give tribute to Caesar or not? But Jesus, knowing their wickedness, said, Why do you test me, you hypocrites? Show me the coin of the tribute. And they had offered him a denarius. Then Jesus said to them, Whose are this image and the inscription? And they said to him, Caesar's. Then he said to them, Render therefore to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. Thus far the words of today's epistle and holy gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary,
that you may be upright and without offense unto the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of justice, through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, we are presented today with the concept or the idea of justice. Justice is one of the four cardinal virtues, yeah, the theological virtues. Faith, hope, and charity, the four cardinal virtues, prudence, justice, fortitude, and temperance. They're called the cardinal virtues coming from the root word, cardo, meaning the hinge. We need them in order to open ourselves up to the other virtues and to open ourselves up to grace and to open ourselves up and to be able to do and pursue God's will. What is justice? We have this term thrown around a lot in this day and age. People will throw out how this is unjust or that is social justice. But what is justice? Simply put, justice is giving everyone their due. What is owed to them? From the greatest to the lowest. The greatest, of course, being God. What we owe to God. If we don't give what we owe to God, then all the other justices that fall underneath will be inadequate, will be left wanting. Those who have been students of mine, and I think you've heard me say it in the church here, God first, always first. First things first. And so let us, for a moment, consider how we are approaching what we owe to God. How do we label ourselves where it concerns God? Do we consider ourselves children of God? Disciples of Christ? If we do, then there follows certain requirements, certain things for us to fulfill that which we claim. Being a child of God means that we are not meant to be here. We are not a child of the world if we are a true child of God. We are meant for something greater. If we are a child of God, then that love, honor, respect, and obedience that any good child owes their parents, we owe to God. A disciple of Christ, a true follower of Christ, not just a fair-weather friend, or one who considers themselves a disciple of Christ because they go to church on Sunday. No, a true disciple of Christ is one who follows Christ day in and day out. They pursue his word and his law and his life and try to perfect it in their day. The word of Christ, of course, we visited this thought not so long ago where when Christ said, "What you do to others, you do to me." In our parable of last week where it concerns forgiveness, how he forgave the unjust sewers. Servant, but the unjust servant wouldn't forgive his fellow servant. He was unjust. He didn't follow the example of his master. Whenever I come upon this gospel and this epistle, this Sunday throughout the liturgical year, I think of the question that Christ asked those that are trying to trick him. And the great meaning that it should have to us and a reminder to us. The answer when asked if we should pay tribute or not, he asks them, "Do you have a coin of the tribute?" And they showed him a coin. Whose inscription is on it? And whose image is on it? And he goes, "Well, Caesar's." Well, he goes, "Well, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's and to God the things that are God." And for us, we should take that to the next level and take a look at ourselves and see whose image is on us. We are made in the image and likeness of God. And at baptism, we are sealed with an indelible mark as a child of God. We belong to Him. And therefore, our first move has to be to our Heavenly Father. Otherwise, we are not being just. And that first move just isn't one move. It's a continual move that happens day in and day out until our days have been completed and we're called home to the Heavenly Father. This is where it concerns our obligation of justice. Justice demands that we make effort to perfect our spiritual life. To be holy, to be a saint, to be good. Not just to say that we are, and to feel good about ourselves, that is shallow, and it's worth nothing. The only thing that makes anything that we do worthwhile, if it's done truly for the honor and glory of God, and He values it. And the last thought today is this. Where it concerns us being just and upright, that you may be upright and without offense unto the day of Christ and be filled with the fruit of justice. We have to consider not what other people say of us, but how God sees us. When He sees us, does He see that we are striving to put first things first? That we truly consider ourselves as children of Him? Does He see the effort that we make to be true followers of Christ? That daily we're struggling and striving to deny ourselves, to take up our cross and to follow Him. And we are wanting not the nothingness of this world, but our focus and our view is on heaven, our true home, with Him. It is important that if we put... It is important to know that if we put the first thing first, then everything else will fall in its right and proper place. An order will be established. We will give to our neighbor what we ought to give to our neighbor. We will render to those that we ought to render to how we ought to render to them. And in so doing, we will be found pleasing to God. So don't forget. First things first. God first. Always first. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.